This podcast is sponsored by Podcorn. Podcorn is a fast and easy way to get your podcast sponsored by great companies that are aligned with your podcast. The Podcorn market has host-read ads, interview segments, topical discussions, and more. There are no middlemen, and you get to set your own rates and collaborate directly with brands. You don't have to give up any of your rights, and you have full control over how you monetize your podcast. I love it. Podcorn.com. That's podcorn.com.
This call is being recorded.
Hey, Russ, this is Dr. Wright from the podcast. How are you?
Hey there. I'm great. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. So this is going to be really fun. I did a little bit of homework. I'm going to ask you about, you know, how you started Design Pickle, and it's really for the people that listen to my podcast are crowdfunding, either equity crowdfunding or reward crowdfunding. And one of the biggest problems is that they have really bad backers compared to what they're asking for. And so I'm always saying, oh my God, you've got to pay for some good graphics. So I just thought this was a really good fit to really, I've talked about Design Pickle before on the show. And so to really get in there and say, look, this is how you can affordably look really good when you're asking for all that money. So that's what we're about today.
Okay, Rad. Well, thanks for thinking of me. I have lots of thoughts on that topic, but, you know, we for sure want to make sure that, you know, we cover the bases. Is there any industry or vertical that your listeners typically fall under, or is it kind of anything and everything?
It's a lot of everything, but I'll tell you, the listeners, I mean, for me personally out in the world, it's a lot of different things, but these listeners of this podcast are really doing films, they're doing new inventions, and that's where a lot of it falls, films and new inventions.
Okay.
So if you want to use those references, I know there's a lot of great case studies on the site, so... You know, I have a question, I think, on here where I talk about that a little bit, or I talk about resources. And so what I wanted you to be able to share is some of the case studies and all that kind of stuff. So from the site.
Okay,
resources
great.
From your site. not resources,
yeah,
from
sure.
The world, but resources from Design Pickle. Okay, so I'm going to give us a countdown and then introduce you and then get right into the questions, okay? This is for edit. Because I'm already recording everything. Okay. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, you guys, I am so happy to bring you this podcast because I feel so vindicated. I'm always talking to you about how your graphics must match with the amount of money that you're trying to raise. If you're doing something that's $2,000, okay, you can do that with literally no graphics or things that you make up. But many of you have goals for $100,000, $200,000, $500,000, and your graphics, you know, they look pretty much like trash. Well, I have somebody very special that's going to be able to help us out and figure out how to do this the right way. I've got Russ Perry from Design Pickle. Now, Design Pickle is the world's number one flat rate graphic design platform that provides unlimited professional design work for thousands of businesses. And you're a business too, so this can work for you. All Design Pickle plans include an unlimited requests and revisions, native Adobe source files, and Zapier integration. And world-class support. They're known for their support. So all of this is backed by 100% satisfaction guarantee for 14 days standard, 21 days. They have some different plans. But and I'll tell you about the two types of plans later. But welcome to the show. We've got the guy who created Design Pickle. Welcome, Russ. How are you?
Well, I'm really great. That was a really great intro. I like it. Thanks so much for having me. Really excited to talk creativity, branding, design, and whatever else comes up.
That's it. All of that. Creativity, branding, design is all important when you're trying to use crowdfunding because you want to look like what you're asking for. So some of my clients are looking for investors, so it has to look really polished. It cannot look homemade. And then some of my clients just really want a large amount. And so the larger the amount, the better those graphics need to look. Now, you founded Design Pickle in 2015. What made you think of this idea? Because I don't know, I've just always seen single graphic designers.
Well, it was built around my own need, which I think is often the case with a lot of the products and services we all use. I was running larger creative teams, not as large as I have today, back in the 2000s. And in that business adventure, which I like to call it, didn't end as successfully as I had hoped. About 8.5 years of running a branding and design agency. And ultimately, just me and my partner at the time, we closed the doors of the company. It was emotional. It was hard. We just weren't really successful. We were making money, but there was nothing left over. So that was, we call that not being profitable. And that was not necessarily the business we wanted. And I went to what I knew, which was more marketing consulting and some small graphic design help for friends and family and people that I knew. And turns out I ran straight into the problem that we solve today, which was, how do I find a reliable creative resource, someone that I could get to know, they can get to know me, what I need, but not break the bank and in a much easier way, and reliable both in their quality as well as their availability. Because it was other clients' work that I was consulting, and I needed the designer that wasn't gonna be there for a few days but then just go, you know, be off the grid or be too busy. And I didn't know of any solutions other than hiring someone full time to kind of have that reliability, and I couldn't afford that. So I created a system, which is, you know, birthed Design Pickle after a few months, that allowed people to get resources of creatives, of graphic designers. Now we do a lot more than that. We do illustrators and other stuff, but it was basically like, how do I find this sweet spot of quality, of price, and reliability? And I would use it for my clients first, and it was really successful. And then I thought, hey, why don't I brand this and sell this to someone else? And that's how it was born. People always ask, what about the name? I just happen to be a big pickle fan. I love pickles a lot, and designpickle.com was available. So that was it. It wasn't much thought to the branding at the time. It turns out it was a pretty good decision because everyone remembers it.
Yes, it's completely different from everybody else. So I also want to congratulate you on being a part of the Inc. 500 fastest growing companies. You're number 345, 350.
Correct. Yeah,
like
345. Yeah. You got it.
Oh, okay. How does that feel?
You know, it's cool, and it's a moment in time where I felt the most gratitude for the journey. Because to get on that list, you have to provide a lot of data over the last 3 years. And so I was going back through the journey in 2016, 17, and 18, and then you qualify for the 19 list. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is crazy how much we've changed. And those are the feelings for me in which I'm the most thankful, because I just think about the journey. But, you know, it's an award. They try to make you buy a bunch of placards and event tickets to go to their celebration, which we didn't do much of, and onward we go. So it's a nice feeling, but at the end of the day, you know, tomorrow's a new day and I still have a business to run.
Exactly. Okay. So when you started the company, this company, because it's different from your other company, were you VC funded? Did you bring in investors? What happened?
So we've been self-funded. Full transparency is, over the last 5 years, we have leveraged some loans that we've used for growth. We're a pretty cash flow positive business, meaning what we charge, you know, a fair amount, anywhere from $400 to $1,000 a month. For that flat rate service. So we get money in every month, and it's allowed us to get a couple loans. But the early days, before we could qualify for any sort of financial support, we were completely self-funded. I actually took all of my consulting money and reinvested it back into this. I used what I called the side hustle funding strategy. And that is basically work another job to fund your thing you really want to do. And I just kept a close eye on the growth of everything. And finally, when I was confident enough, I was from when we launched in 2015 in January, I was consulting all the way through July of 2015. So I was basically working two jobs for 7 months. But I finally saw that, okay, we're growing consistently. So I'll put in my notice with my consulting clients. And that allowed me to then just go full time on Design Pickle. And then the growth just then even happened faster after that.
Very good, very good. That's a great lesson for you guys. All of you guys are listening. You're entrepreneurs. His strategy is a really great strategy, and it will not cause you to pull your hat out as much.
Well, and let me add too. This was another thing, and I know it's hard for, you know, there's all sorts of people listening to this podcast. Some creative artists, other entrepreneurs, and inventors. I always charged enough to make money at the end of the day. And I think that's something that people don't think a lot about, but I didn't build a business where I was just going to lose money for months and months and months. Now, I have friends in all different kinds of industries, and I know there's different strategies for building businesses, and some you're able to do that. But I was like, well, you know what? I want to make sure whatever I'm selling after everything's said and done, there's a profit. And that came after 8.5 years of really struggling with that. So when I had a blank slate to create Design Pickle, that was just part of the math I put in there. I was like, look, I'm going to run this so we always are charging more than it costs to do whatever it is we're doing. And turns out that was a pretty solid foundation to build our business on.
Absolutely. Now, one of the things that I'm personally very excited about is that you have a diverse staff and companies that are doing very well. Sometimes say that it's very hard to find people, and it's very hard to find women, and it's very hard to find people of color, and, you know, being diverse is just so tough. And yet you have this beautifully, very diverse staff. What were your thoughts about that? Was it hard to get a diverse staff? Did it happen?
It was by the nature. So we actually hire, all of our designers in what I call from emerging economies. So these are going to be economies like other countries, like Latin American countries, Asian countries, that are not, there's education, there's a really great working class, a lot of people there, but maybe the job markets aren't, they're just not as large of a job market as say here in the United States. So it works well for us. So when I hired my first two team members, they were both from the Philippines, and immediately, as being a, you know, just an average white guy, I was in the minority. Like there was day one, we were diverse, and I never thought anything about it ever, because we never wanted to restrict who we hired by any conventional methodology. You know, we've always been able, you can work from anywhere. You can live in any country. You can be from any background. Like, our early hiring strategy was less about the talent and it was more about the people. I can say in hindsight, I am so freaking proud of our culture within our culture, meaning we have people from every education, people who went to college, people who never went to college, every background you can imagine, and, women, men, like all of the above. We're very much an inclusive company, and I'm so proud of that. And I think it creates the culture our clients experience, that welcoming culture. People ask, well, you guys are so creative. It's like, no, duh, look at who works for us. We're not just one homogenous group of, you know, it all looks like we were printed from the same cookie cutter. Like, we are absolutely creative because of the people. And that's something that just, it never was like an initiative. It just happened. And I'm very, very proud of that. I will also say too, it makes for us to, just have the most awesome holiday parties. Like it is like when it comes time to social events, like this is like it is always next level, whether we're doing them in Mexico, the States, here in the Philippines, or wherever else we're gonna do. So yeah, I mean that's to me something, and that you know, you're one of the first people ever to recognize that, but it's something that we really hold true and we really recognize internally. I don't think we, you know, go out of our way to talk about it externally.
Exactly. Well, it's a touchy subject for some people, and you know, I just was delighted to find that and just wanted to hear from a CEO that's, you know, doing it. So tell us all the services that Design Tickle does. I've been talking a lot about just the graphics and social media graphics, but Design Tickle does a lot more than that.
Right. So we have two distinct tiers of our platforms, or actually, let me say that again. We have two distinct service offerings, and there is a bit of a nuance. So one is graphic design help, and then one is custom illustration work. Now, the big difference just to know between the two is, do you want us to build stuff, but you already kind of know what it is, or you have a brand, you have a direction you want to go? Typically, those are a great fit for the graphic designers that we have. Now, if you want to do a 100% original from nothing creation and collaborate with someone on that illustration, that's where you're going to want to go to the custom illustrators. And they work together, but they're very different skill sets in terms of the training of our designers. Now, a lot of clients have one account of each, but within either one of those, you know, our graphic design service, that would be for your marketing materials, your sales materials, your promotional, your packaging, you know, your live events, if you're doing signage or booths or inserts, online advertising, digital blog posts, graphics for your websites, the list goes on and on and on. Similarly with illustrations, you know, we do a lot of t-shirt designs, we do caricatures, we do original icons. We can help, you know, we can help turn anyone into a dragon with your face on it. Like the creative side on the illustration is kind of whatever you're imagining. We have people doing illustrations for children's books and all of that. But, you know, and not to, you know, give away too much, but we're going to be, you know, knock on wood, moving into video editing and motion graphics at some point, copywriting as well. So eventually you can come to Design Tickle and build your virtual flat rate creative team to help you with your projects.
That would be amazing. Video is one of my favorites. So that would be really, really great to have someone at the level of the customer service that you guys give, you know, working with a videographer and trying to get what you want. And just having somebody, I just could imagine somebody being as nice as Design Tickle working with, that would be really cool. That's the plan.
I'm
talking, so my videographers won't be like, what? Okay.
So here's the thing is like, we never want to be a replacement for the creatives and the designers and the videographers and everyone out there. Where we look at our services is two big buckets is, A, I can't afford, or I don't know how to go get my first person. So if you need a graphic designer, like you just are struggling to get that off the ground. And then, you know, you can come into our world at a really modest price point with an incredible amount of volume and output that you can get a great quality. But that's bucket one. Bucket two is I am a creative, or I have creatives. I am this person. I know how to do it, or I have a team, but I need more help. My team's overwhelmed. I need to hire someone else, but I don't necessarily have the budget to hire someone else. So how can I get more help? We're the answer. So I always laugh because a lot of times, especially graphic designers, they will be so hateful on our service. And then they're like, oh, wait a minute. I can get a designer for my creative company. And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, oh my gosh, that's awesome. That means I don't have to do all this other stuff for my clients. I'm like, exactly. And then they become big fans. So sometimes you just got to break through a little bit of ego and realize, wow, there's actually many different ways that you can use Design Tickle.
Absolutely. Now, when we're hiring someone from Design Tickle, do we need to go through HR? What's happening with that?
Oh my gosh, it's as easy as signing up for, you know, a mailing list. You basically go to designpickle.com. You pick your plan, your flavor, you know, what kind of service do you want? Do you need things faster? You know, that's more of our pro plan. That's $1,000 a month one. You don't need things as fast. That's our regular plan, our standard plan. That's $400 a month. And then you just put in your info, fill out some questions, and you're done. We take care of everything else in the back end. So we take your answers. We match you with your perfect designer. Right away, you get to submit a request so you can get started using the service the same day you sign up. And within about a business day, maybe two, depending if you sign up too late in the day, you get your first designs back and you get an introduction to your designer, and then you work with them from then on, that point on. So it's very streamlined. It's all automated. We have really great software that manages everything where you can, you know, look up stock imagery if you need. We have lots of stock libraries of photo photography and net graphics that we have built into it. You can manage your requests. You can add team members that they can share your account with, and the list just goes on.
Very good. So if you just joined us, we're talking with Russ Perry from Design Pickle. He is the CEO of Design Pickle, and we are really getting into how you can get the most professional look for your crowdfunding project, whether you're working to get investors and you have a presentation, your website, if you're doing rewards, all of that, you need to look as professional as possible. So that's why we're talking to Design Pickle today. So you also have some resources on the website for clients. Let's talk about that for a second.
Yeah, so our marketing team has done a really great job creating just like helpful guides and checklists and things that anyone can really use. And I would say if you don't even know what the word branding means, you're really not sure of, you know, how do I get started in graphic design or digital design, digital marketing? If you go to our website and in the navigation under resources, click guides, there are 100% free guides that you can use on all points of your business. So, you know, we have a guide for branding. How do you do branding? What does that mean? A beginner's guide to scaling your business, you know, marketing tips there. Digital marketing for beginners, how to create standard operating templates for your business to run more automated, marketing automation, and the list just goes on and on. And so we've created this list for, or these guides for you, just to get going. It's kind of like everything we wish we knew when we were building our business at various phases. And they're, you know, goes without saying, all of our guides are designed by Design Pickle, so you can also get a good taste on like what the graphic design capabilities are as well.
Very good, very good. Okay, and my last question: how many times have people called you Russ Pickle?
You know, not as many as you might think, but related, a lot of times people think we actually sell pickles. So that's like an interesting like laziness. The people were like, did you not even look at what we do? And we'll get angry people saying, I thought this was a site to buy pickles. I can't find the pickles anywhere. How do I buy pickles? And we're like, oh my gosh, this is ridiculous. So
that's hilarious. I didn't even think about that. I just thought, because your last name is Perry, it's so kind of close to Pickle.
Yeah.
I just think people was calling you Russ Pickle. But
My friends call me Pickle Perry. That's more, they Pickle Perry with the alliteration. I get that from time to time.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. Thank you for the great business lessons and really explaining to my tribe about how you can help. And you guys need to just go to designpickle.com. This is an important part of your campaign, and you just can't leave it to chance. You really got to work it. Thank you so much, Royce, for joining me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you for having me. And you know what? If anyone wants, just go to designpickle.com. Plenty of places on the website. We do a monthly newsletter that's perfect for being creative, using creativity. It's non-salesy. It's like the team works really hard to put that out. Pretty much if you get into our email, you download a guide, you put your email in, you'll get on that list. But I think it'd be really important for your audience because it just shows how much creativity helps in valuing your brand, valuing your creation, And that's what we put out every single month. I love reading. I love getting it because I'm not involved in the content. And I'm like, oh, yeah, all right, what's in it for this month? So just one more freebie for your audience to check that out.
Absolutely. And it's so easy to burn out of ideas when you're trying to do everything. So, you know, let Design Pickle help you out and give you some great ideas. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you very much. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you.